Chapter 2. I'll just have to tell your mother about this. George stared out at all three Alexander kids fighting for space on the small front stoop. Apparently, 7-year-old Rachel must have won the battle, because when he opened the outside door, she was the one standing in front of her older brothers. His usual workers, Jimmy and Kevin, looked on passively, with the sun glinting off Rachel's pure white straight hair. She grinned at George, showing off the space where both front teeth once stood sentinel. "Hi, Mr. Conant," she lisped. "Can I be the garden queen today?" 12-year-old Kevin, all freckles and red hair, moaned. "Mom had to go to her office. We're stuck babysitting." "Be quiet, Kevin. Rachel's going to help us pick." Jimmy, his gangly brother, almost 15, an ectomorphic great blue heron, bopped him on the upper arm with the heel of his hand. "Can I, Mr. Conant?" Rachel looked up at George, her pale blue eyes pleading.
"Well, sure. I was only expecting the boys, but we'll work this out somehow."
His gaze settled on the tangle of bicycles strewn across the driveway. Directing his concern at Kevin, he said,
"There are only 2 bikes. Did Rachel walk from your house?"
Kevin, the huskier of the 2 boys, studied the tops of his shoes while his older brother squirmed. Were it not for Jimmy's panicked expression and Kevin's attempt at becoming invisible, George might have changed the subject. Instead, he decided to outwait their silence. Suddenly, Rachel pulled on his pants leg and chirped,
"I rode on Kevin's handlebars. It was fun."
"You what?"
Before he could say more, she repeated the damning evidence, only this time more slowly.
"I rode on Kevin's handlebars."
"I heard you the first time," he responded much too abruptly. "I'm not deaf,